African Heartbeat is a new non-profit company that produces music and music videos to assist noble causes. Recently, they have released a new song called Thanking the War to show appreciation to frontline workers. The singers of this uplifting song are all amateurs, and to talk to us today about this song is the leading female singer, Lutabo Mokgethi, and the director of African Heartbeat, Ian Hamilton. Welcome to the show, Lutabo and Ian. Can you please tell us more about yourself?
Hi, my name is Lutabo Mokgethi.
I am a vibrant young lady who's always eager to learn, and I'm an aspiring music therapist, to say the least.
I'm Ian Hamilton, person who's involved with African Heartbeat.
Life is a great journey. I adapt to constant changes. I want to remember 2020 as a positive year. It is when I started writing lyrics at the age of 67.
Ian, can you tell us more about African Heartbeat?
African Heartbeat is a non-profit company initiative to create great music using new and emerging artists. The profits raised from the sales will be used to fund studies and the training of young people.
It was started in April this year. There have been other songs that we have done to raise money for charity.
Ian, what inspired the start of African Heartbeat?
Inspiration actually came from a heart surgeon well known to the Red Cross Hospital, Dr. Willem Lichtenberg, who is an amateur singer as well. He sings with Lutabo on the first song released by African Heartbeat.
Lutabo, can you tell us more about the song Thanking the War and what is it all about?
Thanking the Wall is about celebrating our frontline workers across the spectrum, whether it be doctors, nurses, the people manning shops and malls, as the lyrics of the song suggest. It is to thank our wall for sustaining us and nurturing us back to health. Thanking the Wall is to convey a message of encouragement to our human wall by letting them know that we see them, we appreciate them, and we love them. It's the least we can do.
How did you get involved with African Heartbeat and Thanking the War?
I got involved with African Heartbeat through the conductor of the South African Youth Choir, Phil Robinson. Phil called me one afternoon during lockdown. I think it was around July. Yeah, I stand to be corrected. He called me and asked whether I was busy or not. I told him I was kind of busy. It was just an excuse. He asked me to go into studio and record a song. I was shocked. I told him, Phil, it's too much of a short notice. I don't know the song. How is all this going to work? He told me that the ball was in my court, and I realized that it is up to me, you know, to make myself available. And I was received by amazing people who helped me with the song. Yeah, that is how I got involved with African Heartbeat. And little did I know that I'd be exposed to so much greatness, love, and a wonderful environment.
Lutabo, what kind of impact do you hope the song will have on listeners?
I hope that the song will be a healing balm to our wall, to our frontline workers. I hope that it will serve as a reminder to our workers, frontline workers, to keep going, to just keep on pressing on, to hold on. And I hope that it will highlight that we see them, we appreciate the sacrifices they're making, time away from their families, sacrificing their health. You know, I just pray that it will be what music is to me, which is healing.
Ian, what future project is African Heartbeat working on?
We have a classical version of Thanking the War with slightly different wording. It is awesome what the music director, Rion, and the different singers have done. Hopefully we can get an international audience for that.
Aside from the song that we will be playing after the interview, what message would you like to give frontline workers?
To our frontline workers, all I want to say is thank you. Enkosi. Ngiyabonga. Danke. Majuita maitabasa. Realibua. And just keep on going strong. We salute you.
We want to thank all workers. When it comes to calling them frontline workers, it is not just, as everybody says, the nurses, the doctors. There are so many. We actually had to cut the song short in our praise of other people, such as the firemen, the dustbin collectors, all those people who've done a wonderful job during this pandemic and actually do it for us daily, and we never thank them.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
The song can be downloaded from the website www.africanheartbeat.org.za for a tiny donation of 12 rand. It'll go to a fantastic cause.
Oh, what I'd like to say is thank you for having us. Thank you for providing us with a platform on which we're able to share some more information about the song and about African Heartbeats.
Thank you, Ian and Letabo.